You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of 10 Till Places, a theater podcast. My name is Aaliyah Gardner. I am your host. Let's jump right into it. This week, I am just going to be straight up. I have been stressed out. It has been a little bit of a rough week. I am not going to lie to you. I'm stressed, and it is, for my ladies, it is that time of the month again, so emotions are very, very high today in particular. So I thought that I needed a little bit of a change of scenery. You know, it's going to be fall in a couple days. The first day of fall is, I think, on the 22nd. So it's going to be fall in about a week, and that's really exciting because I absolutely love fall. Fall is my all-time favorite season. It is just, it's the Kickstarter to the holiday season. I love Halloween. I love sweaters. I love the rain, the cool air, the drinks, the scents. I love every single thing about fall. But I don't like sticking around in my house very often when it starts to rain. I know a lot of people like to stay inside and get all cuddly and cozy, but you know, I thought that I would just, you know, take this podcast on the road. It's raining today and I love the rain so much. I don't know what it is. There's just always been something about the rain to me, and just listening to the sounds, and there's just something very nostalgic about the rain. So I felt that I would take my clunky laptop and my mic and my headphones and get in the car and just park somewhere. So that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm in a random empty parking lot where one of our local grocery stores used to be before they closed. It's empty and it is pouring rain. This is what I needed. And in order for me to also release all of the tension that I've been holding inside for a very long time, for a week, maybe even longer, probably longer actually, I'm going to just vent about my least favorite musicals. Who knew Aaliyah had musicals that she hated? Yeah, I hate some musicals. I really, really do. And I think that they're unnecessary, these shows that I'm going to talk about. And I think that they should have never happened. So if you disagree, I highly encourage you to tell me your own opinions about these shows and how you feel about these shows. And because, like, you know, everybody has different tastes. Some things are just for some people and some things are just for other people. So I have very particular tastes. I've done a lot of shows and there's just some shows that are just not my cup of tea. So I'm going to talk about them. I may get a little bit heated. And like I said before in previous podcasts, and I'm going to say it a million times until I turn blue in the face, I am not a professional reviewer. I'm not, I have never written a musical. I have never been in the behind the scenes, like trying to create a musical from the ground up. I've never done that before, so I have no knowledge about that whatsoever. I have a little bit of knowledge, but a majority of my knowledge is backstage and on stage, and things that people have told me. So I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna go ahead and just jump right in to the shows. You may be hearing a little bit of pitter patter in the background. That's the rain. So just sit back, relax, and just listen to me vent for about 30 minutes. I hope you guys enjoy. So, the first show that I am going to talk about is none other than Shrek the Musical. Shrek the Musical. Listen, I love Shrek so much. I love the movies. I love the comedy. I love Shrek 1, 2, and 3, and 4 can go burn in a furnace somewhere because it is absolute garbage. And I'm sure I had a whole episode dedicated to cartoon masterpieces and shows that I really think that all artists need to take the time to watch and everything. But if you couldn't tell from that episode, I absolutely love cartoons. It is my all-time favorite thing to watch. If there's anything on TV, it's either a reality competition show, like a makeup, like the Glow Up Challenge on Netflix. I've been watching that a lot. And or Cupcake Wars or Chopped, or there's like a glass blowing competition show on Netflix now. So there's been a bunch of, I love those shows, like the reality shows, a bunch of those shows that have been being made on Netflix and being thrown on there. And I love cartoons. Anything animated is my cup of tea. I absolutely love animation. It is, I don't care if people still think that it's like children's entertainment. It's really not. It's just, you're just small-minded. That's all. It's merely a platform to further tell stories that you cannot tell with physical actors. And that is that is, I try to stress that to a lot of people, but you know, hey, it is what it is, to each their own. But Shrek has always been some of my all-time favorite movies. I love Shrek. I love the movies. I love the comedy. I love the songs. I love the colors. The concept is very tongue-in-cheek. It's hilarious. I just love it so much. What I don't love is Shrek the motherfucking musical, because oh my god, I don't know. Like I said, this is just gonna be me going off because I'm just, you know, emotions are high. I'm just gonna talk about how I feel from the heart. I hate it. I hate everything about it. Well, okay, I won't say everything about it. I guess I can say that the costume design is brilliant. I love the costume designs for the characters. They are absolutely brilliant. The set design, brilliant. I love it. It's beautiful and it's multifunctional, which is incredible and very difficult to do when you have something as outlandish as Shrek that you have to bring from animation to the stage. So I will commend them on the set design and the costume design. The context, oh my gosh, why? My main quarrel with Shrek even being a musical is the fact that it exists, because Shrek the movies are just so, in my opinion, they're well made and they're well done. There's nothing that needs to be added or taken away to them whatsoever. We're trying to take the first movie and throw it on stage and limit ourselves to what we can do without it being super, stupid, to say it blankly. But I will say there's a couple things that I do enjoy. Some of the comedy is really good because it's very self-aware. And it goes hand in hand with the costume design too. Lord Farquaad's costume design is honestly the best. It's hilarious and it works. And the actor who played him in at least the production that's on Netflix that you guys can watch and everything. He did a really great job. I'm not sure what the actor's name is, but he did excellent. And I mean, Sutton Foster, always amazing, just singing her mouth off and tap dancing her butt off. She's incredible. And honestly, everybody did really, really, really well. But I just am frustrated with the fact that it exists, because let me tell you, there's just I don't know if you've seen the show or if you're super familiar with anything that happens in the show or whatever, but obviously if you've seen the movies, there's a portion, spoiler alert, there's a portion where Shrek and Fiona are, you know, kind of getting to know each other. They're getting a little cozy, comfy with each other, you know, starting to see that, they're not so different after all, you know, all of that. In the musical, there's a portion where they just fart and burp and fart and burp and fart some more and fart to the beat of the music and the song. And oh my god, I wanted to, I don't know what it was, but I watched this the pre-recorded musical in chorus class in high school. I think it was my my sophomore year of high school. I about wanted to tell my teacher that I was going to the bathroom and not come back because, oh my God, it just felt, it felt so disrespectful. And I know maybe I'm just, I'm really dissecting Shrek the Musical right now. I really am, because it's Shrek the Musical. It's not supposed to be, it's not supposed to be The King and I. It's not supposed to be Aida. It's not supposed to be super serious, beautiful musical or anything like that. It, they're all just having a good time, but it is just not for me. I don't like the fact that all this clumpy makeup, honestly, the makeup looks amazing for Shrek, but like all this makeup and everything, it's just so unnecessary. I don't really like the music all that much. There's a couple songs in it that I really enjoy, but I just don't like the music that much. I couldn't just, I just can't sit there and watch it. I just really can't. And honestly, my other shows that I'm going to be talking about have far more detailed descriptions on why I don't necessarily like them, but honestly, straight up, I just don't like Shrek. I don't like Shrek the Musical. I don't like it. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to listen to the music. It's just not for me. Moving right along, Carrie the Musical. Yikes. Carrie the Musical. If you are not super familiar with Carrie, in general, Carrie the Musical is based off of a movie called Carrie that's based off of a book that was written by Stephen King. And it's about this girl who's, you know, very shy, very timid, very closed off from the world. Her mother's very religious. She wants to protect her at all costs, yada, yada. But then she taps into a little bit of, you know, telekinesis, where she can like make things move with her mind and stuff, and a bunch of bullies want to try to get at her and all hell breaks loose. So I mean, Carrie the Musical, if you don't know what it is, you've been living under a rock. Or Carrie in general, it's one of those cult classic horror movies that I'm sure you watched on Halloween once with your boyfriend in 09 on the couch with a bowl of popcorn while your parents were at a Halloween party until like 2 a.m. So that was very, very specific, but you get what I mean. You know, it's just one of those movies. It's a cult classic. But I like Carrie. I like the movie. I really do. But Carrie the Musical should have never been made ever. And let me tell you why. Carrie the Musical, throughout the entire first, and I will say, like, there's two acts. It's a two-act musical, of course. Like, there's an intermission. But the first, like the first and second half of the show before you get to like the big final climax and everything, I'm just gonna go ahead and spoil it. The bullies wanna get back at her for, you know, banning them from prom or whatever. I don't know. Bullies are trying to get back at her, so they devise a plan to get her nominated as prom queen. And as she's accepting her crown and her flowers and whatnot, they pour pig blood on her. And, you know, it's gonna be like, ha ha ha, so funny. But, you know, little do they know, the bitch has telekinesis powers, so she can, like, you know, kill you in the blink of an eye. And that's exactly what she does. She kills everyone in the prom, even the people who are nice to her, which is really sad. There's a gym teacher in the musical that was like always on her side and, you know, rooting for her, and the gym teacher dies. So that's really messed up. But my main issue with it is that the tone is all over the place. This movie is a horror movie. The musical is, I guess, technically a horror musical because of the big scene where she kills everybody in the prom. But here's the thing, throughout the entire first and second half of the show, it's nothing but a quirky high school movie, and it's not even really about Carrie. I feel like it's muddled, it's bouncing back and forth between way too many characters and trying to make us care about all of these characters, when in reality it's about Carrie. It's about her story, and I'm barely even getting, like, touching the surface of it because we're so focused on this girl and her boyfriend and happy they are together and they love each other so much. And this bully, that why are we trying to give her character? She sucks and she's not going to be redeemable because obviously she poured pig blood on this poor girl who's innocent and just, you know, is a little bit different from everyone. It's just the tone. It's everywhere, and at least in the movies, I'm speaking for the old movie and the new, the remake with Chloe Grace Moretz. It at least tries to set a consistent tone, because you can do that with editing, you can do that with like music and everything, you know, to set the tone. It is a horror movie. This musical is. Musicals and stage adaptations in general should be a little bit over the top and a little bit exaggerated in order to read from the front row all the way to the back of the audience in a 300 seat auditorium, or maybe even more. It's difficult to manage the balance, and with this show it just didn't work. I went to go see a production of it at one of my local theaters, one of my local professional companies, and it was fine. I'm not going to lie. It was fine. And then after watching it there, I was like, okay, maybe it just, you know, wasn't the best depiction of the show. No, I went online and obviously I did my bootlegs and I looked at my bootlegs, and lo and behold, it's the same. It's the same source material, but just different actors. It just, the script itself doesn't work. It feels like a quirky comedy, and then all of a sudden there's, boom, this tone shift when all of a sudden the blood gets poured on her and she starts murdering all the students. And honestly, I will admit that was the best part of the show, was her murdering the kids. And that's awful to say that, because there should have been a buildup, and the script just didn't do it for me. And I was like listening to the actors and watching the show for the first time, like unbiased, trying to get a decent opinion on it when I was at my local theater. And then I watched it online and I'm listening to the script and it's just not good. And it's not good because it's dated. It's dated and it's just not prevalent to today, you know? I'm not gonna lie, there's a lot of shows that are not prevalent to today whatsoever. There's some shows that are just wild and just crazy in general. What's a show? I don't know. What's an example? I don't know. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Just Little Shop of Horrors, for example. Little Shop of Horrors is meant to be exaggerated and goofy and over the top, but it still has to do, there's still a message, you know, balancing between morals. What is right and what is wrong? Is this necessarily wrong if it's doing good for so many other people and for myself and the person that I care about, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just didn't land for me at all. So yeah, that's how I feel about Carrie the Musical. And I wish that they did better. I'm not gonna lie. There was so much room to achieve so much and it just didn't land. And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't really like care that much about it when I found out that it was even a thing. I tried listening to it. It didn't sit well with me, and I don't even think that it lasted that long on Broadway. So I mean, I don't know. I'm going around in circles. It wasn't it for me, sis. It just wasn't it.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Okay, I am going to only talk about one more show because there's a couple of other shows that I could really talk about, but these three shows are really shows that musicals that I firmly believe should have never even been in the boardroom, the concept board, or wherever this needs to go. I don't know. But the last show, it's ironically a show that I did in school before. It is called Hands on a Hard Body. If you don't know what Hands on a Hard Body is about, it is not about porn or sex or anything like that. It is about a truck. Mm-hmm. It is about a truck. Hard body, like a truck, you know. It's a truck. It's about a truck. It's a musical about a competition where you have to keep your hand on the truck for as long as you possibly can. The person with their hand on the truck last wins the truck. And it's based off of a documentary, and I believe that it was in Texas. I don't really remember. Please don't quote me on that. But this, it was based off of a reality show, or not a reality show, a documentary about the competition, the Hands on a Hard Body competition, and the contestants in that competition. And just the people, the competition itself, you know, it's a show about a competition to win a truck. And it sounds kind of exciting, but I'm not gonna lie, the way that we did it in school, our technical theater director at the time was I honestly firmly believe that he was a creative genius. I do, because some of the concepts that he was coming up with for set designs and director notes and ideas and everything and things that he was coming up for these shows were way beyond our high school, like way beyond, and they're just so incredibly creative and outlandish, and I loved that about him in general. And you know, some things went down. I'm just going to be honest. He was messing around with a student and a word got around. He got fired. Big surprise, whatever. But, you know, to each their own, whatever. I don't know. I try to stay out of it. And, you know, it's not the student's fault whatsoever, because honestly, it's the adult. It is all the adult. Because if you want to sit there and say like, oh my gosh, how could you even like think about messing around with your teacher, is nobody gonna talk about the fact that these are impressionable teenagers, even if they act grown at 16, 17 years old? No, we're still children. She was still a child. So it's still, she is not, was not, is not, still is not in the wrong with how that went down. But the show, we did it, and it was honestly very fun. The execution of the show was brilliant. I think the director really went off with his idea. He took an idea and ran with it. And instead of just having the truck be on the stage, he decided to extend the stage and create a pavement, because there were, in the actual documentary and in the competition and in the show itself, there are breaks, and the contestants are given breaks so that they can kind of rest their feet, they can sit for a little bit, relax their hands, drink water, eat a snack, whatever they need to do. I think there's about 10 minute breaks in for like each hour or something. And he decided to extend the stage and create almost like a pavement extension to where we can sit on the stage, and it just, we can interact on the apron of the stage. It was brilliant. I really loved the way that he did it. And we also, because it was a documentary, we also had a camera guy, an extra, who was just having the camera on us, like in between like intermission or like during scenes that weren't necessarily vital to the dialogue. Like if there was a dialogue going on off to the side, he would be kind of going around with the camera, and the camera would be projected, was connected to a projection screen that would project onto the projection screens in the auditorium. And it was honestly really, really cute. I really loved the way that it went down. But the show itself, like, along with the others, in my opinion, should not exist. And let me tell you why. It reeks of desperate, you know? It just reeks of, like, we gotta make this show a musical. We gotta figure out what to do with this. We gotta figure out how to flesh out this character. And we gotta do this. And we gotta build relationships. And it, I don't know. It just wasn't it for me. There was a portion in the show that was my favorite part. And I'm not just saying this because I was the character who got to sing the song. And I'm not going to lie, I did my dang thing on that truck. But there was a song, the character that I played, her name was Norma Valverde. She was a Spanish lady who was very religious and was singing a lot of songs. And in the documentary, she was just laughing and like rubbing the truck and just laughing and praising the Lord. And it was honestly wonderful to watch. She's very refreshing, and she is my favorite character in the show because she's the least, like, nasty. Everybody else is just very selfish and awful and just not it. Just, I don't care what kind of background you have. It doesn't excuse you from being disrespectful and rude to people, period. But my character, there's a song in this show, and this character is laughing, and everybody on the truck is like, oh my gosh, she's crazy, da-da-da-da, she's crazy, ha-ha, let's see what she does. And she starts breaking into her song, and it's a cappella, and after a while, we're like tapping on the truck, making the music, and it's so much fun, and it's just like, you can hear like the taps on the truck, like, do you feel his holy joy? Yes! It's like church, and like we're tapping on the truck and beeping the horn, and then at the end of this, I think like maybe the last few beats of the song, the band kicks in, and it's like really upbeat, and I feel the joy, oh yes! I feel the joy! It's awesome. It was so much fun. And I really like the versatility that we got to do with the truck, and we got to like push it and everything. Because as soon as that truck moved, we heard gasps in the audience like, oh my God, it's actually going to move. Like, because like when you think of a show about a truck, like you think it's just going to kind of be there or whatever. But the truck moved. It was really good. It was really great. We got to like move the truck and everything. It was heavy as hell. But, you know, and that was hollowed without the engine in it. It was just the truck. It was heavy. But it was still a lot of fun. And I had a blast. But the show, there's nothing to really take away from it. There's nothing to take away. We sit here for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. We watch these characters. We watch a couple characters sing about how when they get this truck, like, I'm going to drive away far. When I get this truck, I'm going to sell it. When I get this truck, I'm going to praise Jesus. Like, it's a consistent stream of what you gonna do when you get this truck? Here's what I'm going to do when I get this truck. And then songs that follow afterwards. And who these people are as characters. And there's a song in the show where one of the characters, he's a Hispanic man, and he gets talked to by one of the supervisors of the competition, and she's asking like, Mr. Rodriguez, I'm gonna need to see some form of identification, a green card maybe, a carta verde, and it's not funny, haha, it's funny, but you know, it's racist, it's just blatantly racist. And you know, there was a really good song about like how I was born here and raised here in Texas, like each and every one of you guys, so do not treat me any differently. And maybe that was the one song that I really took something away. Everything else was just crying about how, oh, my husband doesn't want to be alone with me, and you're going to do this competition for what? Nothing grew from that character at the end of the show. Oh, I was in the war for, I went overseas in the war, and it was tough, but now I'm here, and I'm going to win the truck. Oh, okay. What else though? What else? There's no substance to the show. It's just a stream of stories, and it plays out in a way that's not even quite appealing to the eye. I'm not even going to lie. After doing the show, I did my research. Of course, you know, I got to get my bootlegs going. I had to see a couple of different versions of it, and some executions were pretty nice. But overall, I'm not going to lie. I feel like our production was really, really, really spot on compared to some of the other ones that we've seen, even the Broadway one, I'm not even gonna lie. And just like Carrie, the musical, this is also a show that did not last on Broadway. I don't even know if it made it to Broadway, if I'm being honest. I really don't know. There's just nothing to it. And I talk about these shows and I keep saying that there's nothing to it. Oh, Aaliyah, I'm sure there's people out there that enjoy the shows. Yeah, I'd be concerned if there wasn't people that liked the shows. Like, that I'd be concerned. How did it even get made? Obviously somebody somewhere was passionate and they wanted to run with the idea. And that's all that being creative is. It's taking an idea and doing something with it. What are you going to make with this idea? Are you going to make a show with it? Are you going to make a film with it? Are you going to make an art piece with it? What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do about it? Art is action. Art speaks, and art is action. I guess that's all I gotta say. Art is action. Art is taking a concept and making a message to reach people. None of these shows that I've really talked about really say much. I mean, if you think about Shrek, like, it's there's that one song, Let Your Freak Flag Fly, like, let your freak flag fly, never take it down, never take it down. There's that one song, that's good. So, I mean, I guess it's like about really embracing yourself as who you are and this, that, and the other. But there's nothing that cohesively bonds these shows together to create a show. Maybe there's one outstanding piece in the show, maybe even two, maybe three, but there's nothing that bonds it together. And if I look at shows like Aida, I feel like I use Aida as an example often because it's just brilliant. I just love the show. And I think that the concept is incredible. The music is beautiful. The art is gorgeous. I may even do a whole podcast about Aida. I really might, because I might mess around and do that because the show is just great. But there's something consistent within the show, and that is knowing who you are and knowing where you come from and knowing where you're going. That's the theme throughout the entire show. Shrek? Does Shrek have something like that consistently throughout the show? I personally don't think so. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Give me some analytical thesis on Shrek the musical and maybe I'll change my mind. But let's see, what else? Jesus Christ Superstar. Something that you see is bigger than it may appear to be. So have faith, just like the Bible. Like, just look at that, me making connections. Have the faith of, like, smaller than, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, then you can accomplish great things, or something like that. I'm really paraphrasing. But if you see somebody and you have just an ounce of faith in them, stick with them and see where they can take you. See where this can go, and just have faith and be confident in yourself and in the people that you surround yourself with. That's Jesus Christ Superstar, and it flows cohesively throughout each and every one of the songs. Even internal struggles with, I don't know how to love him. Like, should I stick with him? Like, I don't know how to do this. I really love him, but, like, he's not gonna love me for me, because of course, like, I'm me. Like, I sleep with men, I've been around. Like, he's not going to accept me. But if he does, oh my God, what can I accomplish? That would be amazing. And I would love that. You know, like, it's in every single song cohesively, and even in themes, like, throughout the show. So all in all, like I was saying before, I'm not a reviewer. I'm not anybody that has immense knowledge of the theater. These are just my humble personal opinions. And honestly, I am more than happy to do an episode all about the shows that I love. And if you would like to hear that, please let me know, because I would love a little bit of positivity. Like, it's been a rough week. It's been a rough couple of weeks. It's been a rough month. It's been a rough year. Let's be real. And I would just love to chat about all the positive things that I love about some of my favorite shows. So maybe that will be in the next couple of weeks. But like I said, in last week's episode, there's going to be some really awesome guests coming on very soon. Some very interesting people. I'm very excited. So hopefully you're not sick and tired of hearing just me talk for a while. I honestly really enjoy these. It's very refreshing to just sit and chat without having to bounce back and forth and create a dialogue. dialogue with someone. I just love talking and getting things off of my chest, and this was very therapeutic. So if you made it this long, thanks so much for listening. Feel free to check out the Broadway Podcast Network on Instagram, at Broadway Podcast Network. Check me out, Aaliyah_Gardner on Instagram. 10 Till Places Podcast on Instagram. Check us out. We got another drink of the month coming up. Broadway Booze Days is coming up very, very soon. So stay tuned, and we will check you guys in the next episode. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.